Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start this off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name is Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
Come join us every Saturday from 7 till close at Avenue Eatery and Cafe to play board games and help raise money for the Stollery.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really appreciate your ongoing support. As you know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please reintroduce yourself to the people at home and tell them what you are all about?
My name is Pierce Spears. I'm the head equipment manager trainer for the Fort McMurray Oil Barons.
There we go. And where are we today, sir?
We are at the 2022 Dream Home.
It's a nice home.
It is. We're in a lovely little kiosk room.
Yeah.
It looks like it's a relaxing room.
Yeah. I think it's dubbed a bedroom, and this folds into a bed. But it's a sitting situation for you and I for today's interview.
Yes.
Yeah. If I was a kid and or an adult, I wouldn't mind hanging out in this room.
No. Yeah. Little PlayStation, big TV, be good.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, what's been up? What's new and ongoing in your life since the last time we sat down and spoke?
Not too much. New team.
Yeah.
New kids. First year full-time with Adamana.
Yeah, yeah.
So, a lot of new changes, but hey, we're all for the good.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take you off of hockey for a second because I follow you online. And I know what you were waiting to get back to during COVID. You love Vegas.
Yeah.
Have you been back to Vegas?
I went to Vegas twice since COVID.
Yes, you have. Tell me about your trips. You recently went
last summer.
There we go. So yeah. Well, how was that trip? How was the summer back in Vegas?
Expensive now down there.
Is it?
It is. They're getting their money back on COVID.
In what sense? Are we talking about hotels, food, drinks? Really?
Yeah, everything.
Really? What hotel were you in?
I stayed at the Area this time.
Oh, that's a nice one.
It's a big one.
That's a big one. My dream is to stay in the Bellagio.
That's too fancy for this guy.
That is a fancy, even for me. I've stayed in a few different ones. My favorite one that I've stayed in so far is the Mirage. But now it's not the Mirage anymore.
They went to the Hard Rock.
Yeah, it's being purchased by the Hard Rock now.
Yeah, I used to stay there. Now, this summer, I'm going to stay at the MGM.
Okay.
And hopefully get a Garth Brooks ticket.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Does he have a residency in Vegas now?
This year.
Really?
And I missed him from the 9 times he played in Edmonton.
How?
And last summer. Well, hey, as for the job of hockey, he played the whole hockey season could not make it at all.
Okay. So your last trip down there, what were you up to?
I went and seen a bunch of shows, drinking, pool.
Yeah, what shows?
I went and saw Brad Garrett at his comedy club.
Nice.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
New show called Mad Apple.
Okay.
And then I went and saw America's Got Talent.
That's filmed there?
They have a live show of all the winners and stuff.
Cool.
Yeah.
Vegas is a fun place to go.
Got everything.
It's got everything. And if you want to drink and have a good time, hey, go nuts. But if you want to see all those different shows that are there, unbelievable.
It's unbelievable to go to.
The last time I was there, I went to see Love, the Beatles, Cirque du Soleil. And I also, it was one of her last shows, I went to see Gwen Stefani perform. That was awesome.
That'd be good.
And then fast forward literally 3 weeks later, COVID.
And I just shot it all down for you.
Yeah, that's right. So I'm going to have to get back there one of these days. So before we get talking about the team, we're going to throw to a quick ad. Carrie from Patchouli Rose, take it away.
Hi everyone, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
And we're back. All right, now that we got the fun stuff out of the way, now we got to talk about your passion, which is hockey. So you guys have a pretty new team now. Like, you have done, it's a rebuilding the last few years, have been getting some new talents, some new kids.
New kids come in. You know what? Kids are good. You have your core base. You have your 20-year-olds. Like, we have two 20-year-old locals, Max McCoy and Jesse Burkhart, this year.
Okay, McCoy, so they're, like, Dentist McCoy?
Dentist McCoy, okay. His boy.
Okay.
So we're just finishing off their 20-year-old year. So Jesse's been 5 years with us. Max has been with three.
Yeah, what's Max's last name?
McCoy.
Oh, Max McCoy.
Jesse Burkhart.
That's local too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And then we got Gabe Grattan. He's been with us for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And then we got Boucher that's been here his first year with us.
Okay.
Those are four locals.
Right.
So kind of you have your base, your 20-year-olds. We have a few returnees from last year, mm-hmm. but as anything, get a new coach, and mm-hmm. he's got to make his team, make his identity, and
right.
he likes certain styles of players right. and everything else.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
stuff like that. So it works out really good.
So with your role, when a new coach comes in, what's that dynamic like?
You know what? My dynamic doesn't change. I work with him to see what he likes to do.
Mm-hmm.
Every coach has a different scenario. Like, Adam likes a big board information out there, daily stuff posted.
Yeah.
So we have to make sure we get stuff that he likes to run with and everything.
Right.
So, like, with my job, it's communicating with injuries, travel, what's going on,
mm-hmm.
All that stuff.
Yeah. Because you've been there for a few different coaches now.
Yeah. I had Gord Thibodeau, Tom Kaka, Bob Beatty, Curtis Hunt, and now Adam Manna.
So for all those guys who want to get into hockey outside of playing, head coaches, they come and go.
they have their stability, yeah.
Your job is the one they should be going for in the future.
If you do a good job, you stay around. Yeah. So this is year 15 for me.
That's awesome, man.
I'll hit 800 games here in February.
That's huge.
So
that's huge.
Some of you, it's like you. You like doing this and
yeah. Yeah.
It's your career. You enjoy it. You love it. It's just like me.
Yeah.
I love getting up, going to work every day to see the face of the kids and
yeah, man.
How everything goes and how we do. And,
yeah.
And like, I know everyone's about wins and losses and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, a course of a season, wins and losses do matter, but
yeah.
It's where these kids go next you want to get them to.
Right.
Because they want to move on. They want to get scholarships. They want to get moved on in their education, find spots.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, win losses are good. Again, there's 160-some teams in the CHL.
Yeah.
All going for the same trophy.
That's right.
A little tough.
Yeah, it's tough, yeah. Competition's
so,
real.
Yeah. So, if you have a good team and you go that far, great.
Yeah.
But I'd like to see our kids get a scholarship and go to college and
mm-hmm.
end up being something. Like, we have players that are a doctor, mm-hmm. Engineers,
mm-hmm.
Work Wall Street right now.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
They've done it.
And you've had one or two that have made it to the NHL as well.
Yeah, we yeah. do, yeah. yeah we've yeah, got we one in the show, Colton Perrieco, and then we got one that got drafted last year.
Yeah.
Tage Harding. He's out in Providence right now, so hopefully he gets a step up.
Yeah.
So
it's a good stepping stone for a lot of young adults to, like, see what they're going to do, like, for that next step, like you said.
Oh, yeah, it's great for them. And then, like, we got education person that helps us out. And
mm-hmm.
Adam calls the schools every day and finds out what's going on, what they're looking for. And
yeah.
he puts names out there. And you know what? Sorry to say it. It's Adam and Rosie. Justin Rose is our assistant coach.
That's right. Yep.
They do both work together in the same office. And they do one calls the other one. And
that's
they
right.
keep people informed.
That's
so.
Right. That's right. Now, during COVID, now that things are back to normal, huge quotations there. What's it been like for that transition for the hockey team getting back to their normal?
Really? Nothing. It was,
yeah.
okay, COVID's done. Okay, done. Let's go.
Really?
Nothing. Just like
the
that.
The rest of the league, like, you didn't have any major
nope.
issues?
Nope.
Oh, that's epic.
It was like last time we had to wear that face covering and keep our distance away. So,
worst, man. Yeah.
No, if I, you know what? It's called common sense too. If guys are sick, you stay home for a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? We'll check you out, make sure you're not. Like, we do run a test here and there to make sure they're not.
That's right.
And if they are, go home. There's no point if you're sick to stick around and make everyone else sick. So,
I have a question that I did not get to ask the head coach downstairs, and it's always kind of been on the back of my mind. The young guys who come up from different towns, how do you find out, or how do you place them in billet homes? Like, how does that work? I always wondered that my whole life growing up.
So we have a lady this year, there's our billet coordinator. Her name's Kelly Graham.
Okay.
And she works with the coach. And you kind of talk to the kids, you talk to the parents.
Mm-hmm.
You find out, okay, do they have allergies, or are they, do they want to be with another kid so they don't drive?
Yeah.
Or do they like young families, or like what type of kid he is? Is he going to be there for a long time?
Right.
A short period of time?
Right.
So there's a lot of stuff that comes into play and stuff. So like we kind of place them here and there so they all work together. And kind of the same area, so it's not like driving everywhere through town.
Really? So it really is a coordinated effort then?
It is. And nothing against Gregory or Beacon Hill. It's kind of hard to place a player up there.
Right.
Because of the bridge and the traffic and they get stuck and, all that stuff. So we try to keep them up in Thickwood and Timberley and Parsons and stuff so they have an area.
Okay.
So.
So do you guys, like, on a yearly basis look for billet homes for them to stay in, or do you have like a core group of families?
No, they're always looking for billets.
Okay.
They can call the office. I don't know what the office number is, but I know the email address is themin@oilburns.com.
There you go.
So if somebody's interested, they can always forward an email to there and they can get it to the right person. They're always looking for people. And again, you know what? We're in the dream home. Money for this helps keep the kids at places for the year.
Right.
So we don't have to charge players money to be here.
Mm-hmm.
It is a big seller for our team. So I don't really think they know what our money goes to. They think, okay, hey, you know what? You buy a ticket and it just goes and we spend the money. It's a lot of stuff that these kids come here and their mom and dad don't have to force out.
Yeah.
Money. Yeah. So it goes from our sticks, helmets, gloves, pants, jersey, socks, all our travel expenses. As everyone knows, we're up north.
You gotta travel.
And we're in a league that's a 4.5 hour, so we need hotel rooms and meals. So our typical road trip, we don't eat at a McDonald's.
Yeah.
As a different teams, the younger kids might do or whatever, Subway. Yeah. Our kids need nutrition and be full and have their meals and be ready for the next day. It is a costly bill, and we all know stuff's gone up in society, and so you try to find your best thing. So the money that we generate from the dream home sales goes towards to all this stuff that that the players need to survive.
So go and buy those dream home tickets. Well, man, you know the drill. It's a short episode, so I know we're at the end of that time, but before I cut you loose, you get a shameless shout out or plug, so you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Hey everyone, it's Pete Spears, Fort McMurray Oil Barons. I really hope you go to oilbarondreamhome.com, purchase a ticket for our final Dream Home draw. We really need the support to help these kids move on.
There we go. Good shout out, my man. Always a pleasure. Please come back again, again, and again. We only have 10 to 20 minutes here, so you and I can talk for
that long. Oh, yeah.
Awesome, my man. Thanks so much.
We'll come back for the Vegas trip.
There you go. Well, Fort McMurray, Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Patchouli Rose. And don't forget, buy your dream home tickets. I'll see you later. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.